So it's the last week in February, and we're completing our dog series. And today we're talking about teaching an old dog new tricks, because sometimes we need to learn new tricks. Not only do we need to learn the new tricks, but so do our spouses. And no matter how long you've been married, a lot of times you feel like you're an old dog, because we come into the marriage with habits and with temperaments and with patterns and with experiences that are different. And as we grow together in marriage, we need to figure out the best way that we can express love to our spouses. And it reminded me of the time that I adopted a blind pug. Her name was Puddin', and she was 5 years old. I got her when I was working on my graduate degree in special education. And so the way I had expressed love to my dogs in the past had been by talking to them and making faces at them and getting them to turn their head. And I did all these things. And then I would try that with Puddin', and she couldn't see me. So she'd hear me, but she couldn't see where I was, and so her behavior didn't respond in a loving way. In fact, her behaviors became bizarre. For instance, when I'd be talking to her, and I love you, Puddin', you're such a good girl, and she wouldn't know where I was, she'd walk up to a wall and put her face up against the wall and wag her little tail, and it didn't do me any good because she was looking at the wall, even though she was blind, and she wasn't coming to me, so there was a disconnect. Sometimes she would be confused, and although her little gay tail would be wagging, she'd be going in circles or bumping into the furniture. Now, I don't know if you've experienced those happenings with your husband. You know, maybe when you're trying to be loving to him, he goes to the wall and plants his nose, or he bumps into things and gets irritable. What you want is to show love to your husband, I would think, because that's why we married him, is to commit to love him forever. And you remember, being loving, giving love, is giving somebody what they need in a way that they can accept it. And you need your mommy, don't you, Emily? Yes, you do. So there are some things that Angie cannot give to Emily. But what I have learned, and this book has been very helpful, it's called The Five Love Languages, and it's by Gary Chapman. It's been out a good bit of time, but I didn't even read it until fairly recently. And what I learned from it is that he breaks it down into five different ways that we can express love to our spouse. And generally, there's one way that they receive it the best. But we tend to express love in the way that we like to receive it. So for me, words of affirmation are easy for me to give to David for several reasons. One, I like to be affirmed. And so I take note of what people say when they're affirming me, and I can give it back to him. But I give it to him, and I've learned that that is not the way he feels loved the best, although he likes it and he needs it. He feels loved when we spend quality time together. And for him, quality time is being alone together, being focused on each other, not watching a movie, not driving, but talking, touching, listening, sometimes just doing nothing, but just being together. And that's very hard for me, because remember we talked about the temperaments of dogs? Some dogs like to move a lot, some dogs like to bark a lot. I'm the barker and the mover, and the barking the words of affirmation, and he wasn't receiving the love. With Puddin, I had to figure out a way to get her to come to me so that I could give her more love. And that meant I started slapping my leg. And she quickly learned that if she could hear me slapping my leg, she would come to me and she would be prepped to just lick me all over and we could snuggle and it was very good. But until I learned how to do that with her, the way I was communicating with her was not helping her and it wasn't helping me. So the adjustments that we need to make need to be based on self-reflection as well as open communication with your spouse. So the five love languages, the first one that you may know about is acts of service. And some of you really think that doing acts of service for your husband makes him feel loved. And some of you are married to men who like that. All men appreciate it to some degree or another. But is it their love language? When you do acts of service for them, when you iron their shirts, when you organize their closet, do they come home and say, "You rock"? Do they? Or do they just say, thank you, that was really nice, I appreciate it, or ignore it? I don't know. If they ignore it, it's not their love language, you need to move on. Although you continue to do those sort of things, maybe that's not it. Maybe it's the quality time like it is with David. Just being alone with me is what he wants. And for me, that's a sacrifice, and I say sacrificial giving shows more love. So when I spend quality time with him, he knows it's not in my temperament to do it, and he appreciates it even more. And the other one is words of affirmation, which I'd already mentioned. Words of affirmation go very far with me. And although I give it to him and he appreciates it, it's not filling his love tank. Dr. Chapman says that you should play a game with your husband. And if you need to talk to each other, everybody needs to talk. At some point, when he comes home from work or after the kids go to bed or when you're sitting at dinner, you can even ask your children if they're old enough, can you tell me how your love tank feels? And the answers are empty, full, half empty, half full, those sort of things. I'm not really sure. Ask me later. Those sort of things. But it gets you talking, because if they ask you, how's your love tank feeling? Sometimes the tears well up in our eyes and we say, I don't feel loved at all. But at least you're talking. But it's a good way to figure out how you're doing. And if you're sacrificing to spend quality time with them or to do those acts of service or whatever it is, then you could say, how's your love tank doing? And he could say, it's so good, because he knows you're trying, or it goes back and forth. Gift giving is kind of confusing, because the ring that you put on when you get married is a gift, and it's a symbol of love. So giving gifts is a good thing. I think we should give gifts, but it doesn't have to be expensive gifts. But giving is part of loving. But it may not be the love language that your husband listens to. It's not for my husband. He appreciates gifts. He likes them. But I remember trying to give him the best gift I could think of. And he appreciated it, but it's almost like he said, why did you do that? Or why did you spend that money? Or what am I going to do with it? I really don't want it. You know, those sort of things. It's awkward. But if your husband is the one who loves a gift and basks in it and tells everybody about it and touches it and brags on you, that's his language. And study him, and you can find out what really is important to him and try to outsmart him. If there's something he really wanted, you get it for him first, if that's his love language. And physical touch is another one. And for a woman, we would say, what man doesn't have the love language of physical touch? But I'm talking about non-sexual touching. So I appreciate physical touch. When I got married, I appreciated him holding my hand in public. I appreciated him patting me. You know, I liked him to put his foot next to me in bed. But as we've become older, and now that I'm menopausal, postmenopausal, when he touches me, I start sweating. It gets kind of irritating. But, you know, I need to be touched. But he loves to be touched. And so if your husband loves being touched, then you need to realize that even if it leads to sex, bite the bullet, because you can't withhold the gift that gives them the love the most just because it tends to lead to sex. If physical touch is their love language, you need to go out and get a book on the joy of sex. You need to start studying how to give more pleasure in it. And like I said before, the more you sacrifice in doing for them, because it's the best way for their love tank to be filled up, the more they're going to receive it, the more they're going to trust you, and the more they're going to love you back. So that's not the ulterior motive, but it's the best way to work together. Because remember, loving is giving somebody what they need in the way that they can receive it. And I believe a lot of our fights and a lot of our discontent in marriage is because we're not loving each other well, and we're running on empty.